This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Oh, Equal Opportunity Offender says Stern identifies as the queen of all media these days. That's good. Really good. I just, you know what, I can't stand people who are inauthentic. You don't have to change. You could just be yourself your whole life. One of the things about Trump, I'll tell you, is that Trump's changed political positions over the years, but he's the same guy he always was. Like, he never changed who he is. And you hear Howard, he's like, oh, personal growth. And can you play that again, actually? I need to hear that one more time.
The personal growth part?
Yeah, woke Stern and how he's changed. And
I have to find it. I'm just going to play it from here.
But you're a very different person today. Yes. And I loved your book.
Thank you.
And I believe people evolve.
And I do, too. And that was part of the point in writing the book. I am a big proponent of psychotherapy and a good, loving relationship. And yeah, there has been a lot of personal growth for me. And I think it is possible to change. And I think the show is a lot more balanced.
There we go.
Now, don't you wish you could go back in time and play unwoke former Howard Stern, play him that video of him speaking in the future?
Yeah, mocking, right.
Because he would mock it. The old, right? What would he say about it?
I mean, he would just be tearing woke Howard Stern apart, as he should be doing, you know? It's just amazing to me. It's a sellout move is what it is.
And he's disavowing the comedy that he used to do. I mean, the comedy he used to do was politically incorrect. He said offensive things. And now he's trying to say that he never said that when there's tape that he did. You know what I mean?
Well, he's trying to get off the hook. He's trying to say, well, I've evolved. I went through psychotherapy.
First of all, the bit he used to do with the KKK guy was not to expose the KKK and to bring about change and social change. It was because it was funny. That's why he did it.
Yes, exactly.
Let's be honest here. And yes, in the course of doing so, you expose an idiot.
He's making fun of an idiot.
Right, but that's not what his intention was. His intention was to entertain people, right? And if any other change came out of that afterward, then it came out of that. You know what I mean? Woke Stern. It's amazing. What's happening to this world? What is happening? I'll tell you one thing, though. If Mel Brooks ever comes out and apologizes for Blazing Saddles, I will take my own life.
No, I don't think you want to make that promise.
All right, I won't do that. I won't make that promise on the air, but I will do something very, very... I don't mean it in the physical sense. I mean, like, literally, like, I will... Not literally, but I will end my radio career.
No,
don't do that either?
You're going to put the three of us out of work, too.
All right, fine. Forget it.
Please, think of us.
All right.
Think of the children.
I have kids to feed.
Exactly.
I'm stuck doing this no matter what. All right, I'll say this. If Mel Brooks ever apologizes for Blazing Saddles, then you know that the giant asteroid is only minutes away. Because I think that one thing I think Mel Brooks would never do is apologize for Blazing Saddles or The Producers or any of the other movies that he ever did.
Never.
Because he has battled this political correctness nonsense. Do you realize, think about this now. You've had guys like Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld. You've had, how many other, Dennis Miller, who have, instead of succumbing to the political correct crowd, they have just taken less work. Like, Dennis Miller won't change, and he knows that that's going to cost him money. He won't be on HBO anymore.
No.
He's not going to be on certain stations anymore. He's just not going to happen. He said, I'll never get a show again, but he's not going to change to do all those things because his comedy is too important to him. And being an authentic person is too important to him as well. These other people, too, who have the same exact idea, I admire that. I really do. I admire that. Versus, well, now I have to adapt and change to the social times. And please, like, there wasn't an onslaught against Stern back in the day from the same crowd that he's now cozying up to. Nothing's changed. He changed. Society's always been this way.
Exactly.
There's always been social justice warriors. There's always been pearl clutchers who don't like to hear certain jokes because it offends their sensibilities. Nothing's changed. There's always been an FCC. The only thing that's changed is that you've changed. As a person, you've changed. We haven't changed. We're the same. But to me, the political correctness, and this is, again, one of the things about Trump that I admire is the fact that he blasts the hell out of political correctness. He takes a fire hose to it every chance he gets. How many presidents would come out and make a video on Air Force One mocking Bill de Blasio the day of his announcement? I'm saying, like, I mean, can you see Mitt Romney doing that?
No.
Or John Kasich, the son of a mailman? I don't see Jeb exclamation mark mocking one of the Democrats from Air Force One. But that's what Trump did yesterday. I love it. Take a listen. Oh, that was my cue. Sorry, Greg. I thought we were... That was my cue for you to play Trump mocking de Blasio from Air Force One.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was... Yes.
It's been a long week.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that. I would be very surprised to see him in there for a long period, but it's just not going to happen. If you like high taxes and if you like crime, you can vote for him. But most people aren't into that. So I wish him luck. But really, it'd be better off if you got back to New York City and did your job for the little time you have left. Good luck. Do well.
I love that. From Air Force One, mocking de Blasio.
Talk radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.